Despite the political stalemate over asylum seeker policy, the Gillard government is getting on with business, and today it's expected to introduce new legislation designed to rein in the aggressive practices of so-called payday lenders. These are lenders who provide small loans to cash-strapped borrowers. But consumer groups say borrowers can often be hit with interest rates adding up to 600% a year. So Assistant Treasurer Bill Shorten wants to cap charges on loans under $2,000. That's outraged the payday lending sector, as our business editor Cheryl Bagwell reports.
6 years ago, Wendy Mills, a single mother of two, went to a Melbourne payday lender for a loan of $170. Her young girls needed the money to go to a school camp, but she just lost her full-time job and her credit card was maxed to the hilt. The small loan, though, would be the start of her descent into a debt spiral that would land Wendy with a bill of $16,000.
Basically, I had about three loans with payday lenders out, and I wasn't actually getting enough money in to pay back the fortnightly payments. So I went to another place that I found in the newspaper, and they offered to loan me the sum of $5,000, and that was so I could basically, you know, clear out all the other ones as well. Then I got some documentation in the mail saying that I owed $16,000. As a result of that one $5,000 loan, I owed them $16,000.
Wendy hadn't read the small print in her contract, which imposed a loan application fee of $7,000, $2,000 more than the original loan.
When you're in a spot of, you know, being unable to pay your rent every fortnight and the fear of getting evicted, you know, you just do, you know, common sense, I suppose, in some ways went out the window. You know, it was like, well, all it took was filling in some forms and basically, you know, then that stopped the stress for another week. You know, I mean, now I would no longer do that than fly to the moon.
Katrina Lowe is co-chief executive of the Consumer Action Law Centre in Victoria. She says Wendy's experience with payday lenders is not uncommon.
That cycle is precisely the reason that organisations like mine and welfare agencies across the country are so concerned about payday lending, because it is that spiral that they drive. You know, if a person doesn't have enough money to meet, you know, recurrent everyday expenses at the start of the process, adding extremely expensive credit costs on top of that does not do the consumer any good. So it's not hard to see that in that circumstance, people very commonly do go back again and again.
Now the government is bringing in reforms that would ban payday lenders from refinancing small loans that can typically see borrowers pay back more than double, even triple the value of the original loan. Payday lenders will also have to first advise customers of alternative sources of funds, like Centrelink advances and no-interest or low-interest loans from community organisations. But more controversially, the new laws will impose a national cap on small loan charges for the first time. For loans under $2,000, upfront fees will be capped at 10%, with the monthly interest rate to be set no higher than 2%. That's an effective annual rate of 34%, but payday lenders say that's too low to make the industry viable. Mark Redmond is chairman of the National Financial Services Federation, the industry's peak body.
What has been proposed is just far below the operating costs of the businesses that provide the service. And also, I think that has been supported by the Treasury's regulatory impact statement that also suggested a figure of around $30 per hundred was where it should be pitched at.
The behemoth in the sector is the publicly listed payday lender, Cash Converters. It says its average loan is $300, which normally has to be repaid in a month, for which the company charges a flat fee of $35 per $100 borrowed. Glenn Donaldson is the company's spokesman.
For a $300 loan, there is a $105 charge that is applied to that. So that is $300 is taken out, $405 is paid back over a month. And it's on average for stores, the cost, and this is part of our submissions to the government and have been for a couple of years, the cost of that product is about $76. So what the government is proposing is that a maximum charge on that product can be in the order of $36, and as you can see, it's well below cost.
Glenn Donaldson also rejects charges that the sector is exploiting poor and vulnerable Australians.
They're pretty average Australians. They're probably Australian battlers in the main. Many of them, they're characterised as having no credit choice. In fact, many of them have a variety of credit options available to them and use them all very successfully. They are astute money managers. Many people who don't have much money are required to ensure that they can look after themselves. They are in fact quite good money managers. And yes, there are a small percentage of people who are what may be termed vulnerable or disadvantaged, and we support their protection wholeheartedly. However, that support should not be at the cost of the rest of the market.
Customers of cash converters would seem to agree. The company claims 30,000 customers have signed up to its No Cap campaign, which now has its own website. The industry is now also considering taking a lead from the mining sector and funding an ad campaign to put its case. NSFS Chair Mark Redmond.
In terms of media campaigns in the future, well, we'll just have to see where it all goes once the bill has been introduced into Parliament. The bottom line is the need doesn't go away when an authorised lender is put out of business. People will need money and there will always be those that are desperate enough to get those funds through loan sharks, backyard means and the like.
Katrina Lowe of the Consumer Action Law Centre hopes the government will resist the pressure from the industry.
There needs to be major change in this industry, there's no doubt about it, because at the moment the research suggests that the vast majority of their customers are disadvantaged consumers borrowing for everyday living expenses. And that is a recipe for disaster for those consumers.
Single mum Wendy Mills, whose payday loan sent her bankrupt, agrees.
I think there needs to be some sort of stricter guidelines that they have to work with in, because I do think that they loan money to people that can't afford to pay it back.
The Melbourne woman who saw her first payday loan of $170 balloon ultimately into a debt of $16,000, ending that report from our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. And we should point out that Wendy Mills is not her real name. We've disguised it to protect her privacy. And today the government is expected to introduce new legislation designed to cap the borrowing limits, the interest rate limits of these payday lenders. It's 12 minutes to 7.